Councilmember Thomas.
Well, first, let me thank everybody for their support as in reference to this motion. And I'm going to stray off here a little bit. And first of all, offer my condolences to the Underwood family, the young man that was killed yesterday in Walnut Hills at around noon. However, I also must mention that on February the 12th, Mr. Underwood was arrested for possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, to wit, marijuana, with the possession to distribute the marijuana. Again, the incident, as the city manager alluded to, that was a marijuana deal gone bad. I don't expect the community to understand why this is critical as we begin to fight this war on drugs in our community, simply because from a law enforcement standpoint, we see it much differently. And we are out there and we understand exactly what's going on. I did this for 27 years. A large portion of my career was fighting undercover narcotics. I know this can be very effective in what we're trying to do out here. My reason for compromising was to say to the community, if it doesn't work, then by all means, we'll back it off. But we're talking about 1976, and now we're talking about 2006. 1976, up to now, obviously things have gotten tremendously worse. So with that thought in mind, I would think that we need a new strategy. And obviously that new strategy begins with every tool that we can use to address this problem. Marijuana is very prevalent in our community, and it's part of the destruction that's taking place. Open air drug sales in the Over the Rhine area, Bond Hill, Avondale, you name it, they're there. The problem is that we need every tool we need to do that. And this is exactly what this is all about. It's not about black or white. It's not about any of the issues that I've heard here. It's all about every tool we can get to fight this war on drugs. Yes, folks do come from the other areas of our community, outside the city limits. Be it in Ohio, in Sharonville, you name it. They also come from Kentucky, and that's a reality. Anything we can do to deter that, we want to do that. We also want to be able to have some community control over those that choose to stand on the corners and do what they want to do with that amount that they know they can only get a ticket for. Well, we want to have some control over that. Hopefully that will deter from that same individual coming back to that corner once he's been in the hands of a community control. That will deter him from coming back. And if he does, he can be dealt with. Also, those who've argued, well, it'll give that young man a record that he never had. We have what is called expungement. You have an opportunity to expunge your record if you do get arrested. But we don't want to send a message that, well, it's okay. Smoke as much as you want. I heard one say with the children standing there, some one of the speakers, marijuana. We got to stop sending these negative messages, folks. This is what this law is all about. And I promise you that if the statistics does not show that this is helping, a year from now, I'll be the first to say it's not working. I'm not afraid to do that. Thank you.